Very close to home, yeah.
Tarlehem. It's Tu Bishvat, Tavshin Pei Hei. So it's the new year of trees. We're celebrating fruits and trees. So I'm going to talk. The truth is, there's endless things to say about fruits and about trees. The tree, the trees where everything began. There was the Eitz Chaim, and there was the Eitz Das Tovira. And that was the whole, the garden was full of trees. If you look around, I bet you right now you can see a tree somewhere. There's trees
Correct.
everywhere. Trees are, the Rabboni Shlomo has put trees all over the world, everywhere. There's basically never a time when you can't like look somewhere and see a tree. Yeah, so I'm not really going to get into that because that's for another share. What the symbol, the Pashut symbol of a tree with the roots and the trunk and the branches are, yeah. And the snare was a tree but without a trunk. That was the inyan before Matan Torah. A snare was just the riboy, the multiplicity of the branches and the multiplicity of the roots of the shrushim, but with no ikar, with no trunk. After Matan Torah, that was the end of the snare. Then we came to the Eitz Chaim, which is the Torah. That's with the trunk. Yeah, that binds the higher world with the lower world. That binds the Ribbono Shel Olam with this world. That's the inyan of the trunk, the yichud of Am Yisrael and the Torah. Okay, that's a side point. So I want to talk about Vayomer Elokim Tadshe Aretz Desha Eiseh Mazriya Zera Eitz Piyoseh Pri Laminoi. So it says in Bereishis, that the tree should come out producing fruits. And Rashi says, eitz pri, what does that mean? She tam ha eitz ka tam ha pri. It was meant to be that the taste of the wood of the tree was meant to taste like the pri. Yeah, but v'hi lo yasas kein, ela toitzer eretz eitz oisa pri. And that the land, like, basically misbehaved and brought out a tree that produced fruits. But it was originally, the original plan was meant to be that the tree and the fruit was basically the same thing. Like in Willy Wonka's, in the chocolate factory, you could break off a piece of the bark and it would taste like the actual fruit. That there'd be no chiluk between the actual wood and the tree, the wood of the tree and the tree, and the fruit. It will be the same thing. And that's what it's going to be. But Asilavoi, as I'll tell us, that's what's going to happen is the Peiros and the Eitz are going to be of the same time. Okay. So there's another pasuk in Devarim that says that basically, Ki Ha'adam Eitz Asada, that the man is an Eitz. Yeah, he's a tree. What does that mean? So let's put it into, let's bring one more pasuk in Bereishis about Noach. It says, "Ela todas Noach, Noach ish tzaddik, tamim haya b'doyosav, es Elokim his halech Noach." Yeah, the Noach was gevaldik. Yeah, and then Rashi says, "Ela todas Noach, Noach ish tzaddik." What does that mean? Melamed teaches she'ika todoseim shel tzaddikim ma'asim tovim, that the ikar. The ikar avoider of the mensch is his
Product.
so the ikar toldus of the man, the ikar, let's call them the fruits, yeah, the toldus is the children, yeah, which is also called fruits. So the fruits of the man are his actions. So you've got the man is the tree, as we saw from Devarim. And as we see in Bereishis by Noach, that the actions are the payrus. Yeah? With me?
Yeah.
So now it comes together beautifully. What's the inyan of the payrus and the tr what's the inyan of the payrus and the eights not being the same, not tasting the same? Yeah, that there's a chiluk between the mensch and his actions. And that's okay. As long as the payrus are sweet, as long as the payrus are sweet, yeah. The fact that you personally, as a mensch, are not that sweet, yeah, that's fine. It's not. I wouldn't say it's fine, but that it's great, yeah. But we'll work. That's the first stage. The first stage is making sure that your actions are in line, yeah. In regards to you personally being in line, that's a longer term project. But for you to get your behavior, your thoughts, speech, and actions in line, that's not a long-term project. That needs to be happening right now. If you're not able to be shown it over your behavior, yeah, then you're an unhealthy person. And a healthy, normal person has Schlitter over his behavior, like we've said many times. It's just a matter of price. No matter how powerful the pull is to do a certain behavior you don't want to do, and someone jumps out the closet and offers you $100,000, all of a sudden that apparently unassailable tiver, poof, is gone, Lugumre. And you'll take the money and you'll sit there and you won't press the button on the computer, or you won't say that horrible thing to your wife, or you'll resist that extra piece of cake, or whatever it is, what felt that it was impossible to overcome. Yeah, if the price is right, you will be able to come it. That means a moyashal alalev, meaning that in reality, even though we don't feel this, in reality, we are in control of our behavior 100%. And we are choosing to do these things that we don't want to be doing. We're choosing them with our own volition. It's just the cheshbon we're making is a silly cheshbon. So this is the Eitzah, is that the payers need to be in line. Yeah. Get the th this is what Gullus is. Gullus isn't that you're not in line. So Gullus is not that the behavior is not in line. Our Gullus is that the behavior is looking good, but we ourselves are torn in all these different directions. The question is, after I've just said this, I'm sure there's people thinking, what are you talking about? That's such a level of a tzaddik, yeah? Who doesn't do averus? That's such a level of a tzaddik. The chiddush in this world is that there are people who aren't tzaddikim. That's the chiddush. If God, who's perfect and righteous, makes a world, you would think that all of the people in the world would be like him. The fact that we can do something that isn't righteous, yeah, that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. So the fact that we are not aligned personally is the chiddush. So the first avoider that we have to do is to take control of our behavior. And that's the inyan of Toicha Kaboroi. Toicha Kaboroi says, Chazal say, Toicha Kaboroi means that the inside should be like the outside. But it makes sense to say, really, the outside should be like the inside. No, because the way we have the inside, the way the mensch becomes like his behavior, is by behaving correctly. The correct behavior pulls you into line. So the first avoider, and that's the inyan of the pre of the eights, where the eight wasn't the same flavor as the pre, and the eight is the mensch, but the pre is sweet, and that's the ikkah. And that's the reason why pre and par, cow, is the same word. Pre is loshen pari, my cow. Why? Because a pre, you eat and you ingest, and it becomes part of you, yeah, but then it's gone. But its kesher to cow is that a cow, it produces milk all the time, and that's what we are built from. Our body is built from the milk from our mother, and then the whole inyan of milk is what builds us, legamre. So the payrus actually become like cows. We're not where it's just like a one-time thing, but each action that we do that is mamash in line with Ratzon Hashem becomes like a source of nourishment forever, like milking a cow forever, where we're being yoinet from that good action from ever and ever. And what happens is eventually that milk actually becomes part of the goof, and that's how the mensch becomes the mensch. So it's not like we do the right thing when we feel like doing the right thing. No, it's the opposite. We do the right thing so that we will feel like doing the right thing. That's the whole inyan of the pre and the eights, and that's us being pulled into line, and that's our whole avoider in this world. The Tanya says that the ikkar avoider is that we make sure our behavior is correct, but really, if you read in between the lines of the Tanya, he's really plotting for us to become mamash in line ourselves, that the mensch should be in line with the Rabbeinu Shloim, and the perfect behavior, which is expected from us, is the ikkar tool that we have to get to this inner alignment with Rabbeinu Shloim. Bezus
Amen.
Hashem Yisbarach. Okay, Shabbat Frelich and Tu B'Shvat. Shabbat Hashem.